He's reviewing something that he did.
Okay.
We're good? It's going?
Yep.
Okay.
It starts going 1, 2, 3, 4. We're on.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. So we're going to continue the theme of Hilchas Tefillah.
Yes.
And we're going to get into a lot of the background about what happens if someone forgets a critical addition. So, for example, we know that we say Mashiv Ruach Umarid HaGeshem. We say it during this time of the year. And we know that in the bracha of Birkas Hashanim, so we say the same Talu Matar Levracha. So the question is, what happens if one forgets these additions? Where can one make them up? Okay, so here, Ellie, here's take a sheet. Okay. So the Gemara in Brachas says the following. It's a Gemara in Brachas, Chaf Tes Amud Aleph. And there's also there's the English side in the back as well. Amar Rav Tanchum. So first we quote the Gemara. This is a Gemara on Chaf Tes Amud Aleph, 29a in Maseches Brachas. I believe we're almost up to it in the Daf Yomi. Amar Rav Tanchum. Omar Reb Asi. So Rav Tanchum says, in the name of Rav Asi, Ta'a v'loi hizkir gvuras geshamim v'tchias ha-mesim. So this is a Gemara. If somebody made a mistake and did not recite gvuras geshamim, the strength of the rain. So the Gemara says an interesting thing, that the whole world depends on rain. So when Hashem makes it rain at the right time, we see Hashem's gvura, especially in the old days, right? The whole world ran on an agricultural society, so rain was like the be-all and end-all of everything. So the rain, we see the gvura. So the Gemara refers to it as gvuras geshamim, Hashem's strength through the bringing of the rain. So what happens if a person is davening tchias ha-mesim and he omits gvuras geshamim in tchias ha-mesim? So the Gemara paskins, and this is the halacha how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, machzir noso. He has to return and he has to recite over the whole Shmona Esrei. We mentioned last week, it's one of the first three brachas. So if you remember your mistake, even after you start Atta Kadosh, you have to go back to the very beginning. If a person omits she'ela bebirkas hashanim, if a person omits asking for rain in the bracha of the years, which is the bracha of asking for parnasa, so a person forgot b'sein talum matar in birkas hashanim, so it says ein machzir noso, so he does not have to repeat mipnei shiyachal laomra b'shomeya tefila, because you could always make it up. You have a second chance to make it up in shomeya tefila in shema kolenu. So just like in Shema Kolenu, you can make any private petition that you'd like. You can ask. You can ask for anything that you'd like. If God forbid a person is sick, we can ask for refuah here. We can ask for refuah in the bracha of refuenu as well. If a person has a special request for parnasa, he can ask it for here as well. If a person wants to daven for siyata deshmaya, heavenly assistance, in anything, he can ask it here as well. So he can ask for rain here as well. Now, even though the requests that we make in Shema Kolenu are not the formal B'sein Talum Matar of Birkas Hashanim, but it'll be like a private request. So we can fulfill our obligation of asking for rain in the form of a private request. Havdalah, so Mitzoy Shabbos, Saturday night. So we recite the Havdalah in Chonein Hadas, Atochonontanu. So if a person omits Havdalah in Chonein Hadas, Ein Machzir Noso, again, he does not have to repeat. Bipnei Shiyochal Oim Alakos, because he's going to be reciting the Havdalah over a cup of wine anyway, so he can fulfill his mitzvah that way. So although we're supposed to say Havdalah in the Tefillah and Alakos over the cup of wine, but one is enough, you're Yotze, and therefore, if you forgot in the davening, you need not repeat. The Gemara asks a question, Meisvei, the Gemara asks, so the first part is the same, that if someone omitted Mashiv HaRuach in the bracha of Tchias HaMesim, Machzir Noso, he has to repeat, which is the same. She'eila b'birkas Hashanim, Machzir Noso. But the Gemara, at the same time, this brisa says that if one omits the same Talum Matar in the bracha of the blessings of the years, he does have to repeat. So the first brisa says that if you omit the same Talum Matar, you don't have to repeat because you can make it up in Shemeya Tefillah. The second brisa says that if you omitted the same Talum Matar, you must repeat. So it's a contradiction. The Braisa continues, Havdalah b'chonin edas, this is the same. If a person omits atochon antanu Havdalah in the chonin edas, a machzir nafso, he does not have to repeat, but neshiyochol oim alakos, because he's going to say it over the cup of wine anyway. So it's a contradiction. So in the Hebrew version, I cited the whole Gemara. Over here, I just got to the conclusion. But first, the Gemara tries to say, lo kasha habiyochad habitzibor. So the Gemara says that, you know why sometimes you have to repeat and sometimes you don't? The first braisa that says that if you omit the same talum mutter, you don't have to repeat, that's because you're davening b'tzibur and you can listen carefully to the chazan repeating the Shmona Esrei, and it's like you did it as well. So this is a big chiddush. The Gemara, the poskim paskim like this. The poskim say that if you ever omitted even something critical, if you listen to the entire Chazorah Sashatz in its entirety from beginning to end, you can make it up. You can be yotzei by listening to the Chazorah Sashatz. In practice, I don't think anyone does this. I think in practice we just repeat ourselves because we're afraid that we're not going to have the attention span to listen to the Chazan all the way through. Sometimes we miss one of the brachas, we get distracted. Sometimes we didn't finish our Shmoneh Esrei in time, so we didn't hear the first bracha. So in practice, people usually repeat the Shmoneh Esrei when they're required to, but we learn from here that you're
davening at the yeshiva or the kollel, the Du'echa Kiddush.
Yes, they might not be saying the Chazorah Sashatz in the first place, so then you can't be yotzi. So theoretically, the Gemara is telling us, is teaching us, that you can listen to the Chazan and be yotzei the whole Shmona Esrei if you already daven, you attempted to daven, and you left something out that was critical, you can listen to the Chazan, right? However, the second Braisa that says you must repeat was talking about when you were davening alone, where you don't have the opportunity to listen to the Chazan, so you have to repeat because you left out the same Talmud Matar.
I've forgotten, why doesn't that work for Moshe Baruch?
Huh?
I've forgotten, why doesn't that work for
my So really it does. It would work for that also. And Tosfos says anytime you omit a critical thing, you can listen to the Chazan. And the Gemara rejects this answer. Because the Gemara says, B'tzibor, the Braisa cannot be referring to Tzibor. I think the Gemara could have asked what you were asking as well, Dov. But the Gemara says, B'tzibor, my time, Eloi Mishim, Neshama, Mishliat Tzibor. So I didn't write this in English. Right. So why? Yeah. So why are you Yotze? Because you're listening to the Shliat Tzibor. But that's not what the Braisa said. The Braisa said, Ihachi hai mipnei shiyachal la'omra b'shamei ha'tfilah, but the Braisa said something else. The Braisa says the reason you don't have to repeat is because you can make it up in shamei ha'tfilah. If the reason is because you're listening to the Chazan, then that should have been the reason given, right? That's not what the Braisa says. What did the Braisa say? The Braisa says that if you leave out B'sein Talo Matar, you need not repeat the Shmoneh Esrei because you have a second chance to make it up in Shemei Tefillah. The Braisa didn't say because you're going to listen to the Chazan say over the whole Shmoneh Esrei. That's not what the Braisa said. The Braisa said because you can make it up as a second chance. So rather, both Braises are discussing the same circumstance where you're davening alone, so you're not going to be listening to the Chazan, v'lo kasha. The answer is, hadi idkur kodesh shmei tefillah. Simple. If you remembered before shmei tefillah, so then you have the second chance of inserting the same talam mutter in the shmei tefillah. Hadi idkur basa shmei tefillah. But of course, if you didn't remember your mistake until after you finished shmei tefillah, then you have to go back because you missed the chance of shmei tefillah. Adkan, that's the end of the Gemara. So again, just in summary, there was a contradiction. One Braisa says if you omit Shomei HaTefillah, if you omit the same Talum Matar, you have a second chance to make it up in the Shomei HaTefillah. And then the second Braisa says you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, but that's because we're talking about a case where you didn't use the second chance, you missed your chance of Shomei HaTefillah also, of Shema Koleinu also, and that's why you have to go back.
We don't have the Nesidur this option, right?
Of saying it in Shemei HaTefillah?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. They probably bring this halacha in the back of the in the art school. They probably bring it. They might not tell it to you right then and there. I'm just curious. That's a good question. Let's double check. Let's see. The same Talmud Matar. I don't believe that they tell it to you here, but they probably tell you, if you look in the section of the laws of the prayer. Okay? They talk about it in the laws of the prayer. You have to look back in the laws of the prayer. Okay. Now, however, parenthetically, we learn from the Gemara that if someone would omit something, he could listen to the Chazan, but that's not the case that the Braisa is describing because that's not the reason that the Braisa gives. That's the maskana, the conclusion of the Gemara. Now, when we say that I omitted the same Talmud Matar in Birkas Hashanim, so I have a second chance to make it up in Shomei HaTefillah, that's pretty clear. And then the Braisa goes on to say that if you missed your chance in Shomei HaTefillah, then you have to go back because you missed your second chance. See, here's the question. do I have to go back to Shema'at Tefillah? Can I just go back to Shema'at Tefillah? Imagine if I remember my mistake sometime during Modim. Do I go back to Shema'at Tefillah and insert it in the Shema'at Tefillah, or do I have to go all the way back to the Birkas HaShanah? So in item Beis, Tosfos in Brachas brings a Yushalmi, the Hecha de Gamta v'lo Hizkir v'Shema'at Tefillah, that if you miss the second chance and you forgot to mention Misein Talamater in the Shema Kolenu, Kold Man b'lo Oka Raglov, as long as you didn't take your three steps back, that's a formal conclusion of the Shmona Esrei, as long as you're still in the middle of the Shmona Esrei, Chozer, you go back, that's what it says, Hakavana, so says the Yerushalmi that the intent of the Braisa is the Chozer l'Shema'at Tefillah, that you only have to go back to Shema'at Tefillah, you can use the second chance a second time. Okay. You get a second chance at the second chance. That you didn't say the same Talmud Mutter in Birkas HaShanim, you were supposed to make it up in Shema'at Tefillah, you missed that opportunity as well. You only have to go back to Shema'at Tefillah.
What will be the reason that he's not going back to original?
Oh, we're going to talk about that. However, Tosfos writes, Tosfos points out, and the question is, why is Tosfos making this point? Why is this a relevant point? But Tosfos makes the point, the Balav Hachi Cholek HaYushalmi Ala Bavli. Tosfos makes the observation that the Yushalmi argues on the Bavli. Why? Because the Sover HaYushalmi, the Gam Imloy Hizker Mashiv HaRuach, or Merida Geshem, Big Vurais, you can also make it up in Shema'at Tefillah. So the halacha is like this. The halacha is that if you forget the same Talu Matar, which is a request, then you have the second chance of inserting it in Shema Kolenu, which was designated for personal requests. However, if someone forgot Mashiv HaRuach, which is not a request,
no,
it's a haskara, it's a mention. You're mentioning Hashem's strength that he's able to bring the rain, then the Bavli Paskins, we Paskin, and this is how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, that you cannot make it up in Shema'at Tefillah, because Shema'at Tefillah is only reserved for requests. You can't just insert whatever you want into Shema'at Tefillah. For example, we Paskin, if you forget Atachanantanu, Havdalah, it's not a request, it's a mention.
It's a statement of time.
It's a statement. You can't make that up in Shema Kolenu, because Shema Kolenu is reserved for requests. However, the Yushalmi holds, not that way. The Yushalmi says, just like you can make up the same Talo Mutter in Shema'at Tefillah, you can also make up Mashav Ruach in Shema'at Tefillah. We don't paskin that way. So Tosfos makes that observation. So Tosfos says, on the one hand, the Yushalmi says that if you missed your second chance of Shema'at Tefillah, you only have to go back to Shema'at Tefillah, to Shema Kolenu, and you can recite same Talo Mutter in Shema Kolenu. But at the same time, Tosfos points out that the Yushalmi seems to argue on the Bavli, because the Yushalmi allows you to even put Mashiv Ruach in Shema'at Tefillah, which the Bavli clearly doesn't hold like that. Now, my question is, which we'll get to soon, my question is, why is that a relevant observation? What does that have to do with the discussion? The discussion is that if I forget Sein Talu Mutter, do I insert it in Shema'at Tefillah? Do I get a second chance at my second chance? Or once I miss the second chance, I have to go all the way back to Birkas HaShanah? Why is it relevant that the Yushalmi holds that you can put Mashiv HaRuach in Shema'at Tefillah? That's a question. So let's put that question on the burner, and we're going to get back to that soon.
Probably because they don't think it's part of Bulls.
Oh, very good. So now the rush, we're going to get to, I'm going to elaborate on that. Now the rush, in the name of the Bahag stands for the Halachas Gedolos, so it was the name of a Sefer, the rush in the name of the Bahag and the Rambam, they both argue on the Yerushalmi, and this is how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, they paskin that if you forgot Sein Talu Mutter in Shema'at Tefillah, then like you said, Gedon, you have to go back to Birkas HaShanah. Okay? You can't just go back to the second chance of Shema'at Tefillah. Once you miss the second chance, you have to go all the way back to where you were supposed to have said it the first time in the Birkas HaShanah. Now,
makes sense in a way.
What's the machlekes? What's the argument? What's the crux of the issue? So in item Dalet, so I found something brought in the name of Rav Huttner. Rav Huttner was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshivas Chaim Berlin. He was Nifter in the 80s, if I'm not mistaken, or in the 80s. So there's a Sefer HaZikaron, there was a Sefer that was put together in memory of Rav Yitzhak Huttner, and it's brought there from Rav Huttner to explain the Machlaikas. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this in is, first of all, the Halacha is very interesting, but I want to reinforce the notion that we were discussing the whole time. We were always discussing the concept, if, for example, the Yala V'Yavo that we insert, is that part of the Matbeya? Is that part of the mint of the Tefillah? Or is it over, or is it only an insert? Is it insertion into the existing Shmona Esrei? We discussed if a person forgets Yalav Yavoi, how do we view it? Do we view it that he daven, he just owes the makeup to say Yalav Yavoi? Do we view it like he didn't daven at all? So we've had these studim, we've discussed these two perspectives over and over again. Is it considered part of the tefillah, or is it just an overlay onto the tefillah? So I want to bring in this idea from Rav Huttner, because I want to reinforce this idea. So whenever we look at davening, we're going to look at it in a different light. The different parts of the davening, is it part of the coin of the davening? Is it part of the mint of the davening? Is it the matbeya of the davening? Or is it just something that's added to an existing davening? So Rav Huttner, Zatzal, he explains it in the following way. The Yushalmi holds that if you forgot to mention the same Talumatr in the Birkas Hashanim, so the new place for Saint Talumatr becomes now the Shmei Tefillah, right? In other words, even though the Birkas Hashanim is very different than the Shmei Tefillah, the Birkas Hashanim is a Tefillah Tzibur. You're asking on behalf of the Tzibur. It's all in Lashon Rabim. It's the actual matbeya. It is the actual davening. It is the actual bracha of the Shmona Esrei. So when we ask for rain in the context of Birkas Hashanim, it's a Tefillah Tzibur. That's the original. That was the original intent of the Chazal. They incorporated it into the bracha of Birkas Hashanim. If I miss it there, and I'm allowed to make it up in Shema Koleinu, that only has the geder. That has the quality of a bakashas yachid. It's only a private request, because you're inserting it. You're allowed to insert any private request in Shema Koleinu. So it only has the status of a private request. So the question is, how do we look at it? That if I missed the communal request, the formal request of Saint Talmud, can the private request absolve me? So we pass on that it does. How do we look at it? Do we look at it that it becomes the new matbeya? That if you missed it in the Birkas Hashanim, the next place to ask for is in the Shema Koleinu, and it's a kiyum, it's a fulfillment of the original takana. It's like a bidyevet. It's a secondary way of fulfilling the original takana. Your mekayim, my expression here, I was writing it from Rav Huttner. This is Rav Huttner's expression. The ikur matbeya bidyevet. You fulfilled the mint of the davening in a secondary way. Umemela. So if that's the case, if you didn't mention it in Shemaya Tefillah, so it's as if the mistake now was in Shmei Tefillah. So I only have to return to Shema Koleinu, because that's where my most recent mistake was. I don't have to go all the way back, because it registers now as a mistake in Shmei Tefillah, so you only have to go back to Shmei Tefillah. However, the Bahag and the Rambam hold that when you missed the same Talumatr in the Birkas Hashanim, true, you can make it up in the Shema Koleinu, but it doesn't become the matbeya. You're not fulfilling the takana. You're not fulfilling the enactment of saying it in Birkas Hashanim. Rather, you're absolving yourself with the She'elas Yachid, right? Mm-hmm. So is it the pshat that you're pattering, you're absolving yourself from the communal request through a private request, or are you actually fulfilling the takana of a Saint Talumatr? So Rav Huttner brings a riot. Zigmar and Tainis, Anshei Nineveh. So Anshei Nineveh, the people who lived in the great city of Nineveh, it was a huge city, like the same Nineveh that's mentioned in Sefer Mafter Yonah. So there was a huge city of Nineveh. So they needed rain at a different time of year than the rest of the world needed rain, than Eretz Yisrael needed rain. So they said the same Talumatr when nobody else required rain. So says the Gemara there, they're not allowed to incorporate it in the Birkas Hashanim, because that's reserved for when the Chazal instituted to ask for rain formally. You're only asking, even though you live in a major city, and this city is having a drought or whatever it is, so we want to ask for rain, it's still considered a personal bakasha, so the place to say it is in Shemei Tefillah. So that what I'm showing from the Gemara in Tainus, that even if it's a large community, you can't ask it in the form of the Birkas Hashanim as a communal request. You have to ask it in Shema Koleinu, which is only a She'elas Yachid, an individual request. So that's the Shaila here. The Shaila is, when I miss the same Talumatr in the communal request during the winter when we're supposed to be saying the same Talumatr, and I make it up in Shema Koleinu, is it a fulfillment of the original Takana, because the new location, the same Talumatr, becomes Shema Koleinu, or is it just like the Anshei Nineveh, I'm absolving myself of my obligation by making a She'elas Yachid in Shemaya Tefillah? So therefore, if you didn't remember to say it even the second time in Shemaya Tefillah, now I have to go back to Birkas Hashanim, because it registers as a mistake in Birkas Hashanim. It doesn't register as a mistake in Shema Koleinu. Imagine if I've been davening, and I had in mind to insert a personal request in Shema Koleinu, and I forget to do so. I'm not allowed to return to Shema Koleinu, because it wasn't a takana, it was a personal request. So if you forget to say the same Tawa Mutter in Shema Kolenu, you can't go back to Shema Kolenu, because that would have only had the status of a personal request.
Right.
The Rambam and the Bahag Paskin, you have to go back to where you have the right to go back, Birkas Hashanim, because that's where it was Chal the Tois. That's where it was registered as the mistake in the davening. You could have absolved yourself with Shema Kolenu, but you don't have the right to just go back to Shema Kolenu, because that's not where the mistake was. The mistake was registered in Birkas Hashanim. So now, that was the explanation of Rav Huttner. So now I think I understand, and this is what you alluded to. Now
well,
I think I understand.
Is that only when you forget to say it? What if you said the same bracha instead?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing?
The same thing, because when you say the same bracha, essentially all you did was not say same talamatuk. The same bracha is really neutral, right?
Yeah.
Hashem should give us blessing. That's really the same thing as not having said anything at all. So you make it up. So now I think I understand, and this is my chiddush. Now I think I understand why Tosfos makes the observation that the Yerushalmi anyway argues on the Bavli, and that you can even insert Mashiv Haruach into Shema Kolenu. So let's summarize what we've just said, and I'll show you what I mean. So the Gemara says that if you forgot the same Talu Matar in Birkas Hashanim where you should have said it, that was the Takana, you can make it up in Shema Kolenu, right? The Yushalmi says that if you forget it in Shema Kolenu, you're allowed to go back merely to Shema Kolenu. I don't have to go all the way back. Tosfos says, very nice, but the Yushalmi also holds that you can put Mashiv Haruach Omer Geshem in Shema Kolenu, and on that the Bavli argues, right? That was Tosfos' observation. Then the Rambam and the Bahag come along and say that we disagree with the Yushalmi. We hold that the mistake registers in the Birkas Hashanim. It's not considered a mistake in the Shema Kolenu. The mistake is considered in the Birkas Hashanim. So you have to go back to the Birkas Hashanim. The question was, why did Tosfos make this seemingly irrelevant observation that Yushalmi holds you can even put Mashiv Haruach? So I think that according to Rav Huttner's explanation of what's going on, I think it's very relevant, because Tosfos is trying to say that perhaps you can't bring a raya from the Yushalmi, because the Yushalmi, and you alluded to this, because the Yushalmi clearly holds, like Rav Huttner explained, that you're fulfilling the takana by putting the same Talmud Matar in Shema Kolenu, because the Yushalmi even holds you can put Mashiv Haruach in Shema Kolenu.
Right.
So in other words, the Yushalmi is sort of broadening what Shema Kolenu can do for you. We hold, the Bavli holds, you can only put private requests in Shema Kolenu. But the Yushalmi expands it that you can even put hazkaras, you can even put statements in Shema Kolenu. That means that the Shema Kolenu is like a catch-all. The Shema Kolenu is like the second best matbeya. Right, that's exactly what Tosfos is saying. That's why you can put Mashiv Haruach. Masha Inkem, which is not the case according to Tosfos, that you cannot put Mashiv Haruach into Shema Kolenu. That's what the Bavli holds. So perhaps we can't prove from the Yushalmi anything. Perhaps you're just inserting a request in Shema Kolenu, but it's not a fulfillment of the original Takana, and therefore there's a lot of room to say, like the Rambam, that the mistake registers in the bracha of Birkas Hashanim, so you'd have to go back to Birkas Hashanim. In practice, we paskin, like the Rambam and the Bahag, that it's very interesting. If you forget Saint Talumat in Shema Kolenu, in Birkas Hashanim, you can say it in Shema Kolenu, but if you forget it in Shema Kolenu, you go all the way back to Birkas Hashanim, because that was where the toast was chal. That's where the mistake registered in the Birkas Hashanim.
Mashiv Haruach, you mentioned Mashiv Haruach too, right?
Mashiv Haruach, we paskin, you cannot say that in Shema Kolenu.
Right.
If you forget Mashiv Haruach, you have to go back.
Paskin?
The Bat Yushalmi.
So why is that, if Mashiv Haruach is not part of, as we learned, that the first three brachot, it's one set, it's one unit. So how come you detect
it? It is. It is. So
right,
let's say,
so
for example,
the Yushalmi say you can do it in Shomet
Tfilah. Very good. Because the Yushalmi holds that Mashiv Haruach is just an Azkara. It's not integral to the bracha itself.
So it's not part of the three brachot.
It's not part of the actual, it's an overlay,
okay.
Right? And even though it's a statement, it's not a request, you can put it in Shema Kolenu. So the Yushalmi seemingly holds that Shema Kolenu is sort of like a catch-all, right? You don't just put requests in Shema Kolenu. You can put any statement in Shema Kolenu. So therefore, the Yushalmi is understanding the function of Shema Kolenu very different than the Bavli. The Yushalmi understands Shema Kolenu, you can even insert statements in Shema Kolenu. So it's clearly a kiyum of the matbeya, it's a fulfillment of the takana. Masha Enkein, but the Bavli holds, you can only put requests in Shema Kolenu, you can't put statements in Shema Kolenu, and therefore there's a lot of room to argue that you're just absolving yourself with a private request, but you're not fulfilling fulfilling the actual haskara, you're not fulfilling the actual takana, which was to say it in Birkas Hashanim. So if I forget to say it in Shema Kolenu, the mistake registers in Birkas Hashanim, so I have to go all the way back to Birkas Hashanim. And that's how we paskin. We paskin like the Bavli, and it's consistent because we also paskin that you cannot make up the Mashiva Ruach in Shema Kolenu. So the theme would be consistent. Okay. Now there's another fascinating shaila here. We know that when a person is benching, so there are certain insertions that are critical. So for example, on Shabbos, I have to say Ritzei. If I forget the Ritzei during the first two meals, Friday night or Shabbos day, I have to go back and repeat the benching. Sometimes it's not critical. If I forget Yalaviyavo, right? So if I forget it on Yom Tov, when there was an obligation to eat a meal, I have to go back, just like Shabbos. If I forget Yalaviyavo on Chol HaMoed or on Rosh Chodesh, I don't have to go back. I don't have to repeat. Now, there's something very interesting that I'm sure we're all familiar with. If a person realized his mistake, that he forgot Ritzei on Shabbos, or he forgot Yalaviyavo on Yom Tov, or I forgot Yalaviyavo on Rosh Chodesh, when I said Uvenei Yushlaim, Bonei Barachamav Yushlaim Omein, before I start Hatoivya Meitiv, right, I'm still like lingering between the first three brachas and the next bracha Hatoivya Meitiv, there are makeup brachas in the back.
Right.
So, for example, on Shabbos, I can make it up and not have to repeat the benching. Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Hashem Nosan Shabbosus Lenucha, that Hashem granted Shabbos for rest. La'amo Yisrael B'Yahava, as a sign and as a covenant. Baruch Ato Hashem Bekadesh HaShabbos. If I forget Yom Tov, I can say the same thing, right? Hashem Nosan Shabbosus Lenucha and Yom Rosh Chodeshim or Yomim Tovim L'Amo Yisrael. Now the novelty is there's even a bracha to make up the Yalaviyavi of Rosh Chodesh, even though Rosh Chodesh was not critical. If had I forgotten Yalaviyavi altogether, I wouldn't have to repeat the benching. Nevertheless, there's a bracha to make up the Yalaviyavi. Bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Hashem Nosan Rosh Chodeshim L'Amo Yisrael is Ikarin. There's a makeup bracha to make up the omission of the Yalaviyavi. So now, why would there be? Isn't it a bracha levatala? So, even though you're not obligated to repeat the benching, but the chachamim can institute a bracha. They're allowed to. Most of the brachas are rabbinic, right? So they instituted a bracha. So they felt it was so important to mention Rosh Chodesh in the benching that they even instituted a bracha. It's not a bracha levatala because Chazal instituted it. They have the power to institute a bracha. But the novelty is like you're saying, even though it wasn't critical, but there's a makeup bracha to make it up. It's an interesting thing. So now, there's a fascinating Tosfos in brachas.
But isn't it interesting also the fact they made up the bracha instead of asking you to go back? What's the, if it belongs, if Yalaviyavo belongs where it belongs, why would you then do something later after you've already, I assume you've already done, going back three steps already.
This is benching.
This is benching.
But still, I finished Uvenei Yushalayim before I started at Tovia Meitiv. So the point that you're saying is very well taken, that even when I don't have to go back, they still put in a bracha. And the flip side is also true, that even if you normally would have to go back, they gave you the opportunity to make it up with a new bracha, right? So the flip side is also true. So now Tosfos says like this. Now, this is a fascinating thing, that Tosfos wants to make an analogy between what we just discussed regarding the benching to Shmoneh Esrei. Okay? It's fascinating. So it says Tosfos like this. Tosfos says in Brachas, Laman Amid Beis, and I wrote the entire Tosfos. Hayoimer HaRabbeinu Yitzchak. Rabbeinu Yitzchak says, Lekol davar she'amru chachamim ein machzirin oso, anything that's not critical. So for example, Yala v'yavoy at Mayriv. Yalaviyavo on Rosh Chodesh Mayriv is not critical because in the days back then, they didn't sanctify the Rosh Chodesh until the following day, right? The night is only like is preempting it. The night is the night before they sanctify. So even if you forget Yalaviyavo at Mayriv of Rosh Chodesh, it's not official yet, and therefore you don't have to repeat. Or let's say Alanisim of Chanukah and Purim. If you forget Alanisim during the Shmoneh Esrei, you do not need to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. So loy mi boy im akar raglov, it goes without saying that if you took three steps back, or posak the bracha shalachra, or you started the next bracha, ein machzir noso, don't repeat, because it's not critical. El afilu loy akar, even if you didn't take three steps back, el shesayim oisei bracha shetiknu bala oimra, you merely finished the bracha that you should have said the Alav Yavoi. So, for example, I should have said the Alav Yavoi, the Ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh. It's not critical, but I should have said it during Ritzei. If I complete the bracha, Hamachazir Shchinasa L'Tzion, even before I start the next bracha of Modim, says the Rabbeinu Yitzchak, do not go back. It's not critical. Don't go back. Ein Machzirin. Because during the day it's critical, right? Or let's say Alanisin, right? If you forget Alanisin in Hoda, Baruch Atah Hashem HaToiv Shimcha Ulechon Noel Hodos, don't go back because it wasn't critical. Just go on. Now, Rabbeinu Elchanan argues. This is a quote from the Tosis. V'loy nehiru l'Rabbeinu Elchanan. This doesn't seem correct according to Rabbeinu Elchanan. The Hachazinan beBirkas HaMazon. Because what about benching that we just mentioned? Oisin she'amru chachamim machzirin, v'gam oisin she'ein machzirin, shavin. Whether it's critical or not, the halacha is that you always have an insert, right? Heichad le'oka raglov, if you didn't take 3 steps back. Now, you don't take 3 steps back by Shmoneh Esrei. It's an expression. It's an analogy. As long as you didn't start the next bracha hatov v'ameitiv, so you're still considered lingering on the benching, and therefore they gave you a makeup bracha. Like it says later, if you forget Shabbos, we say, and you didn't start hatov v'ameitiv, we say, Asher nosan Shabbos l'mnucha. They gave you a makeup bracha. And they also say regarding Yalav Yavai, where Yalav Yavai of Reish Chodesh is not critical in the benching, nevertheless, they gave you a makeup bracha of Asher Nosan Rosh Chodeshim L'Amo Yisrael. They gave you a makeup bracha as long as you didn't take 3 steps back yet, quote unquote, meaning you didn't start Hatoyev Yametiv. You're allowed to say Asher Nosan Rosh Chodeshim L'Amo Yisrael. So you see from here that as long as you didn't take 3 steps back, which means you didn't start Hatoyev Yametiv, as long as you're still Oisik, as long as you're still involved, engaged in the benching, they gave you a makeup bracha, whether it's critical or not. So asks Rabbeinu Elchanan, this is one of the Bali Tosis, one of the people in the Tosis, why can't you insert the forgotten Yalav Yavai or the forgotten Alanisim before you started the next bracha? You should be allowed to do that. Eluv Elushav, it's the same. And if I didn't start a Tovia Meitiv, I can make it up. If I did start a Tovia Meitiv, then when it comes to Shabbos, I have to go back to the beginning. And when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, it's a Me'uvas L'Yuchal Liskoin. It's just something that you can't repair. So here also, I should be allowed to recite it before I started the next bracha. So what Rabbi Chanan wants you to have, what he wants to say is that if I'm in the middle, let's say I'm supposed to say Yalav Yavai during the Ritzei, and I forgot to say the insert of Yalav Yavai, and I completed the bracha Hamachazir Shchinasa L'Tzion before I started Modim. So okay. Says Rabbeinu Elchanan, this should be compared to the benching, and I should be allowed to go back and say Ritzei and say Yalav Yavai, even though it wasn't critical. Just like when it comes to benching, they gave you another bracha to make up something that was not ma'akiv. So here also, they should give me the chance to make the bracha again with the Yalav Yavai. Or at the very least, I should be allowed to just insert the Yalav Yavai between the bracha of Ritzei and Modim. Just right. Like when it comes to benching, you can make up the omission between Uvnei Yerushalayim and Hatov Yametiv. And that's what Tosfos says. However, that's what Rabbeinu Elchanan says. However, Tosfos continues and says you can't compare. You can't compare benching to Shmoneh Esrei. Why? Because we know that benching, the first 3 brachas are doiraisa, right? The Torah bases, the Gemara bases each of the themes of the bracha. The first theme is talking about the food. The second theme is talking about the land. The third is talking about Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. Right. These themes of benching are based on the Psukim. They're the Raisa. Hatoy v'Ametiv, we're actually thanking Hashem for something that happened historically, that after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, so the city of Beitar was captured and the people there were massacred. Eventually, the bodies were given for burial, right? The Roman government was holding the bodies. We couldn't even bury the bodies. Eventually, they released the bodies and were able to bury them. So out of gratitude for that, they instituted Hatov V'Ametiv as part of the benching. It really has nothing to do with the theme of the rest of the benching. It's only rabbinic. So says Tosfos, you know why, regarding the benching, they give you the opportunity to make up the bracha in between Boine Yerushalayim and Hatov V'Ametiv? Because you already completed the first 3 brachas that are deraisa. Hatov V'Ametiv is only derabanan, so it's really a new section. So it's not an interruption to insert another bracha between Boine Yerushalayim and Hatov V'Ametiv. Because essentially you finished the bracha. You know how we say Boine Barachamu of Yerushalayim, Amen? We say Amen to our own bracha. So the Gemara says that we say Amen at the end of Boine Yerushalayim. So there's a machlokes, the Sfardim and Ashkenazim, the Rashi and the Tosfos. Rashi says the reason we say Amen to the end of Abayin Yerushalayim is because whenever you finish a series of brachas, you say Amen to your own bracha. And that's the Sfardim. That's why the Sfardim say, Hamavarech Hazam Yisro Bashalom Amen, or Yishtabach Amen. Whenever you finish a series of brachas, you say Amen to your own bracha. That's not the meaning of the Ashkenazim of the Ramah. Tosfos there says the reason we say Amen after Uvnei Yerushalayim is to differentiate between the three brachas that are deraisa and the bracha that's only derabanan, and it has nothing. We don't usually say Amen to our own bracha. Over here, it was to differentiate. That's what Tosfos says. However, says the Tosfos, you can't prove from benching to the Shmoneh Esrei, because you know why we allow you to insert something when it comes to the benching? Because we already finished the three brachas that are deraisa, so it's not considered a hefsek, it's not considered an interruption between the three brachas and Atov Yametiv, which is not the case when we're talking about Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei, we're talking about the 19 brachas, it's all one Shmoneh Esrei, so how can you insert something between the brachas? It'll be a hefsek between one bracha and the next, right? The Chazal wanted one bracha to follow seamlessly the previous one. The Gemara and Megillah and brachas, it goes through the order of the brachas, why each bracha follows. It would be a hefsek to put something in the middle. That's why you can't insert. That's what Tosfos says. The resaw that Rabbeinu Tam, one of the Bali Tosfos, he followed Rabbeinu Elchanan, that he would go back even for things that are not critical, and that's how Tosfos paskins, but that's not how we paskin. So in item 7 in Zion, we paskin lahalacha in the name of the Avi Ezri, a compromise position. Something that's critical, something that I would have to, that my whole Shmona Esrei is pending, because if I skip it, I'm going to have to go back. So for example, if I forget Mashiv Ruach in Gevuras Geshamim, or I forget the same Talamater in Birkas Hashanim, right? Or I forget Yalav Yavoy on when I have to repeat, like for example on Rosh Chodesh, Shacharis and Mincha, then you should insert it as long as you didn't start the next bracha.
Right.
However, if it's something that's not critical, like Al HaNisim on Chanukah or Yalav Yavoy at Ma'ariv, then you should not insert it. If you missed it, even though I didn't start Modim, just continue on. Right. That's how we paskin. That's the opinion of the Avi Ezri. That's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. The Avi Ezri brings the same proof that Rabbeinu Elchanan did from the benching. Just like you see by benching, that we insert something in between. So here also, you should be able to insert something in between. So the obvious question is, that why does the Avi Ezri compromise? If the Avi Ezri's proof is from benching, like we've demonstrated, we insert Yalav Yavoy, even though it's not critical on Rosh Chodesh, we still insert a bracha. So why is the Avi Ezri, when it comes to Shmona Esrei, why is he compromising? Why is he saying only to insert things that are ma'akev, that are critical, but when it comes to things that are not critical, he doesn't insert them? If the proof is from the benching, then you should go all the way. So the answer is, the Stipler says, the answer is like we've been discussing, because the Avi Ezri has a compromised position. If it's something that's ma'akev, so if I don't say it now, it's now or never. If I don't say it now, I'm going to have to go back to the beginning. It's not considered to be a hefsek. Why? Because it's not an interruption, because it's letzorech. It's necessary for the brachas, because if I don't say it, I'm going to have to repeat the whole thing. So the brachas sort of allow you to insert it. The brachas allow you to make this interruption, because it's not considered an interruption if it's necessary for the bracha. Like, for example, if I make hamotzi lechem in ha'oretz on challah, right? And then something, there's no salt on the table. So I should have arranged it before. If I say, where's the salt? And I spoke out before I ate the bread, the halacha is you don't have to repeat the bracha, because since it was necessary, it was for the purpose of the food, I don't have to repeat the bracha. So it's the same argument here. If the Yalav Yavoy is critical, or the Mashav Ruach, or the same Talamutter is critical, then it's not considered an interruption because it's necessary. It's critical. But if it's not ma'akiv, so even if you don't say it, you're not going to have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei anyway, then it's considered something extra at this point, so then it would be considered an interruption. So when it comes to benching, the reason why we hold that you can put a bracha even for Rosh Chodesh in is because it's anyway not a hefsek. It's not a hefsek because you finished the first three brachas that are deraisa. But when it comes to Shmona Esrei, it's much more sensitive because you're in the middle of a Shmona Esrei. It'll be an interruption. You're risking an interruption. So we have to weigh now the options. If it's something critical, it's not considered an interruption because it's necessary. But if it's not something that's totally necessary, then it would be considered an unnecessary interruption, and you shouldn't stick it in. That's the compromise of the Avi Ezri. Now, the Beis Yosef makes the similar point. The Beis Yosef says, why is it, and I think that you alluded to this also, why is it that when it comes to benching, we make another bracha? If I forget Yalav Yavo, I don't just say Yalav Yavo, we make a whole nother bracha in between Ubnei Yushlaim and Hatov Yemeitiv. And when it comes to Shmona Esrei, the most the Avi Ezri is allowing is just to simply say Mashav Ruach at that point. If I remember my mistake between Mechaya Mesim and Atta Kaddish, I can insert Mashav Ruach right there, or I can insert the same Talmud Mutter after Birkat Shon. But we don't incorporate a whole nother bracha. So one of the reasons given, the Beis Yosef brings from the Ram, this Maram, says the Beis Yosef, it's the same idea. Because since we're risking an interruption, a hefsik, we minimize the hefsik as much as possible, and we just say the Mashav HaRuach without instituting a whole nother bracha. But when it comes to benching, where anyway you finished, you completed the first three main brachas, there's no issue as a hefsik, there's less of an issue of a hefsik, and therefore we can institute a whole nother bracha. Okay, Yasha Kor.
Okay, hopefully it came out.
So tell me this, I know we're still in that we had an argument, you say, I don't know what the Sfargo said.